This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version. So then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water, just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker, and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need a spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Okay, it's Friday. It's a holiday weekend. The fact that it's Friday means we have a draft today. And I'm just shaky right now about this one. I don't know why. It's not good. It's probably dumb for me to be shaky about it.
I like it. I've grown to like it a lot.
I can't even tell you why I am. Well, I can, but I just don't know what to do with it.
I mean, I don't know that I need to try to make you feel better about it. I was really nervous about last week's draft. And I know that sounds crazy because, like, there's so much content within, like, you know, the television show Seinfeld. But all week when I was looking at people who I might want to draft, I saw more people who I didn't remember from the show. And that had me just kind of freaked out because I thought, like, what if you guys pick all the people who I know and I'm left with, like, four rounds to go and I'm you know, I don't remember this character. I can read about this character and tell you about this character from Wikipedia, but like I don't have firsthand knowledge of them making me laugh or something. I was really nervous. And then we got going and I realized I'm totally fine. I know way more about this show than maybe most people.
I thought you were the one to watch.
Yeah, I don't know. It felt weird to me. There's so many characters that I think I got overwhelmed by the amount that I didn't know. And once I realized there were so many that I did, that I ended up being fine. Mm-hmm. So maybe the same thing will happen with you today. I don't know.
Well, I have, I don't know, 20 names. But I don't really want to punch any of these people. Like, there's nothing punchable to me about this. And I told you guys earlier, I'd really like to come up with a better name for it. Because yeah. I don't actually... How many times today will I, in my way, sort of just... paw around this point that I really don't want to punch anybody. Like, I'm right. Not for that. I'm not suggesting you do it. I'm not looking, like, I just not in any way am I thinking actual punching should happen.
Yeah. Well, I also don't. Well, I don't know. Do I really? I don't know if I want to say on the air that I don't actually want to punch any of these people because I want it to be believable, but I really don't think if I met any of these people, I would actually punch them.
I have never wanted to punch anyone.
Oh. Well,
ever.
Good for you.
Ever.
That's admirable.
Ever. Let's work it out.
I probably have like five people today I wanted to punch. No,
I'm How about
kidding.
This? I will tell you this. So I got to tell you the whole thing. There's a guy down my street that I know a little bit and really like. We played in a golf tournament together. He is a teacher on Grand Island, and he's married to a woman I went to school with. And I just really like this guy. I don't really know him that well, but I like him. So he's like 10 houses away from me. And he and I had one conversation about our street. Like, some cars go really fast on our street, and we both sort of mind it, but his house is, like, right next to the street, and mine is way back, so it's apples and oranges. So we've had that conversation. Yesterday, I'm driving here, and I don't know it's him at first, but I then realize it is, and I pass him on his bike just as he was about at his house. He had been on his bike. And I see him in my mirror, like, shaking his head. He was doing this move with his left arm as I was going by him, like, slow down. So he must have heard me. And then I looked in my mirror, and I know it's him. And he's shaking his head at me.
And does he know it's you, probably?
Well,
or no?
I don't know. But I assume I assumed that he did. So I got here at, like, whatever, 2 o'clock yesterday. And it just bothered me until about 4, maybe, when I texted him. Like, look, I'm sorry. I don't know what that was, actually. I know I was, at the speed limit. And maybe I did something I wasn't supposed to do, but I saw you shaking your head. So I'm sorry. Whatever it is, I'm sorry. And he got right back to me. He's like, I didn't know that was you. You know, I just, we have a lot of fast cars on our street, as you know, and, like, no problem. And I'm like, okay, great. Because I really don't think I did anything wrong. But it sort of bothered me. Like, so here was, I don't know, did I bring this up? Because we were talking about how I would never want to punch anyone. Like, no, it's just that here was a guy that I thought maybe I had a problem with me. I thought maybe there was a thing. And so all I could do, the only way out of that sort of stress for me was to text him and just, like, bring it up. Like, you know, did I do something? You know, no. So no problem. And I was, you know, of course, relieved at that point. So I can't walk around with that sort of, you know, do I have a problem with this guy?
Right.
Because I just want it to go away. I want to figure it out.
Right. But you would not have, because he might have been upset with something you did, that would not cause someone who is prone to want to punch people to punch. Because you thought you were in the wrong.
I thought I was.
Well, right. Okay, yeah, that's okay. That's an important distinction, right?
Yeah, I really couldn't figure out what I did. Yeah, I wasn't going very fast, and I couldn't figure out what I did. But I just still wanted to, like, sort of just take care of it.
Right.
So anyway, punchable. I did bring up punchable myself, though, the other day when I mentioned Terry O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
Because watching an old Bruins game in the playoffs, not against the Sabres, got me going, like, It wasn't about the Sabres at all. It was that he punched a ref.
Right.
And, like, you should just not be able to play anymore after that. We got other guys. We got lots of guys who want to play in the league. We don't need you anymore. Not only did he, of course, continue to play, he became the coach of the team. Imagine the interview, right? Didn't you punch a referee? Yes. You're hired. We'd love to have you.
I think he almost became the Sabres coach at one point, too.
Really?
Yeah, I remember him being here. I think they talked to him maybe before Lindy. Like that time, I think, to replace Ted Nolan, I think Terry O'Reilly was an idea. I don't know how far off the ground it ever got, but that I know that there was some interest from the Sabres for him as their coach.
I guess most of these guys who were players, if they bring out a sort of punching impulse in you, then they're probably good. They're probably doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you want them to play for your team.
Probably. And then want all the other fans in the league to want to punch them.
See, I'm already apologizing for the picks I haven't even made.
Well, here's... There's one thing, like, saying repeatedly this is a punchable face draft wanting to just have that, have your or our names on that. The struggle I had I sat down last night and just started just writing down names. And kind of like how we talked about Tom Brady yesterday. We don't have, like, I don't feel like I want to, like, he doesn't have Brian Smolinski face, Brady. But... I mean, he's an all-time Buffalo sports villain. Like, he's someone who's been in our hair for 20 years and making us nuts. And, like, I feel like he's someone that should get drafted in a thing like this, totally disregarding the punchability of his face, you know, whether it is or not.
Mm-hmm. He's not my number one quarterback, but I do have him listed.
So, like, I don't know what to do with that, like, as far as the name of the thing goes. And as I was making this list, I'm like, I don't know if this guy's face really qualifies, but he's, I mean, I can't stand him. Like, he made me nuts. So, I don't know if you want to fool around with a different title for this thing, or if people will just sort of get the idea.
Yeah, I hope, like, they get it.
Like, yeah. You know, if we're saying this guy, we want to, you know, I want to punch this guy in the face, it's because he was annoying to Bills or Sabres or Buffalo Braves or whatever.
And things. Also, you really don't.
Right, whatever. Yeah,
whatever.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, Joe?
Yeah.
Why not just the I hate your stupid face draft?
Fine. Okay, that might work. Because the sight of you makes me mad.
The violence has been taken out now.
That's right. I hate your stupid face draft.
I mean, we still have hate, but you know what?
Yeah, whatever. Hate's better than punch.
Yeah, hate's better. Hate is definitely better than punch.
We are talking about sports. Without hate, there is no love. I mean,
you got to have some hate.
Got to have some hate.
Yeah, that's what these guys did wrong. They played against our teams and probably won.
And maybe we're dirty on the way. Yeah,
What qualifies somebody for this? Is there, you said, all right, so you started right there. Like, were they dirty? Maybe. But there are coaches on my list and probably yours too.
Oh, yeah.
And they were not dirty, maybe. They were probably just coaches. But
maybe.
Something about their face makes you feel something.
Yep. Or maybe we feel like, whether we know or not, like, well, he's the coach. Of course they're acting like this because this is what they're encouraged to do. Like, yeah, I've got a few coaches on here that I can't ever remember hearing them say a word. Right? I don't have news conferences memorized or some moment, like Hitchcock with Lindy, for example. Like, I don't have that with any of the coaches that I have written down, but I just remember their teams seemed like they were dirty, and therefore I blame you. You're the one standing behind the bench chewing gum, and I'm going to take it out on you.
Yeah, this is your idea for your team to play like this.
Right. They wouldn't be doing it. If you were trying to discourage them from doing this, you're apparently lousy at your job, so I want to punch you, or I hate your stupid face.
Official name change.
And on the other hand, I know it's going to take a little, it's like having an afternoon game.
Yes, and we say it's tonight all night.
Right. But if you are telling them to do that, well then I hate your stupid face. So, like, either way, you're incriminated, I think.
All right. I wonder if there is actually something about their faces, some sort of a symmetry problem or something that makes you actually hate them. All right, well, so we will do this. We'll have an I hate your stupid face draft. Sports people only, but anybody in sports. As long as they're in sports, they count.
What if they're, just hypothetically speaking, the lead singer of a band who seems to constantly be playing at sporting events? No?
Sure. No, I want to hear about it. Yeah, I want to hear about it.
I'm asking for a ruling. Joe, sure. You have a thought on this?
If it's good, if it's like real rage, I want to hear it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. I guess it doesn't have to be sports. Just find something to tie into sports.
Okay. All right.
Right, Joe?
Like, what about someone in a sports movie?
Okay. Oh, that's a good category, actually.
Ooh. Like, can I draft? I don't think this works, but like, could I draft? Is Drago eligible for this thing?
Sure.
Is Apollo Creed? Again, I'm not drafting Apollo Creed, but like
I never had any problem with that guy.
Shooter McGavin might be on my board.
Shooter McGavin is good.
I will want to draft Shooter McGavin if this is a rule. He's not on my board, but I'm about to. I just wrote him down.
What's the name? What's the name of the golfer that Don Johnson plays opposite Kevin Costner in Tin Cup? Do we know that guy's name?
I don't know if I do.
Because he kind of sucks. And plus, it's
Don
Johnson.
A good one. That's
and,
a good
and
one.
And he does a really good job with that character because I think you sort of loathe him.
There it is.
David Sims.
David Sims.
David Sims.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, they're winning if you hate them. Like Nixon said, they don't win unless you hate them back. So you've got to give them credit. Tom Sitch will be on the team today. Tom will be drafting with us.
Heard that. That's exciting.
And Tom did have those rage moments.
Oh, for sure.
They were often at me. They were often directed at me for example, for not liking Star Wars very much, or for thinking that drafting a liger in the animal draft was a little sneaky, like things like that. He would get very mad.
Right. I remember being really critical of the liger pick as well, but I feel like he only yelled at you about it. Like, I don't know. That's kind of how I remember.
I became his target there a couple times. I hope we can bring that out of Tom today.
Yeah, me too. Otherwise, I feel like we won't be doing a good job.
Yeah, we need to bring that out of him.
And I do want to do a good job. It's a holiday weekend. You know, we got Monday off, and I want to go out on a strong note.
Well, that's good because this is another one of those times when we all can appreciate that there's more than one of us here.
Tom just tweeted, by the way, okay, fictional sports characters are on the board. My board is going in the trash.
Oh, He's going to change all his picks to fictional sports people?
There's
going to be some movie.
I'm not throwing out my board, but this is like Europe being opened up to the NHL. Like, this is huge.
Is it? Put a limit on it? Put a limit on it? No more than half your team?
Or maybe, I don't know.
No, so yeah, like that's a good
one. The Seinfeld thing, only one fictional character. Like, with Seinfeld, it was one real, you know, someone who played themselves on Seinfeld. We didn't end up doing that, but we had talked about it. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could have one fictional movie character on each team.
I don't need
or more or more than that if you want. I don't know.
Tom is going to get mad at us because he is hearing the show right now and noticing all the ways that I'm twisting our relationship. So he had better just keep doing that. I had better keep doing that. And by four, he might just explode on us here. Right. I guess I did say Star Wars was terrible. I don't know. It is. But I don't want to see comic book characters like they played some sort of a space ball game or something in one episode of something, some Marvel thing, and then have that be the sports draft. I mean, that's not, you could pick Peter Laviolette, or you could pick, you know, something man who hit someone with a broom. Quidditch is not a sport here.
Right. Tom is likely to have like some director's cut deleted scene from Guardians of the Galaxy where Groot is holding a baseball bat or something. He'd be like, hey, there you go, Groot. I'm like, shut up, Tom.
Yeah, Groot is not on the Malfoy. Do I want Malfoy, Joe? Is that the name from Harry Potter? Malfoy?
I'm just now running through the Harry Potter movie, so I have no idea.
Okay, that's right. That's not your area. Okay. We'll have that at four, and I'm excited and pleased to have Tom join us for this today. The I hate your stupid face draft. Sports face draft. I do have one or two hockey names on my list that are real people and are not players or coaches. And so with the NHL in mind, they are seemingly about ready to agree on this new playoff thing. It's been out all day. 24 teams. And you and I have talked about this a lot, of course, very, very much so yesterday. And, you know, for the most part, we both kind of don't need this at all, but we're getting it. And so today is a tweet with all the logos on it and like the grid. And I have to admit that the grid appealed to me a little bit. Like seeing the logos matched up. Of course, the Sabres did not qualify anyway, which is both amazing and unfortunate. And also, I think a little bit, not good, but I don't think your drought should end because in the middle of a season 1 year, they allowed a bunch more teams in. So I wouldn't really want that to be the way the Sabres drought ended. The Bills' drought already ended sort of in a fluke way. Now they've had a good season since and made it. So then, you know, that's good. But anyway, I liked the logos, and I have to admit, I went through and I thought, okay, Pittsburgh versus Montreal. Do I need this to be in, like, the Bell Center for me to care about it? You know, probably not. I don't know. I just liked it a little bit. That's my point.
Yeah, okay. I think it's interesting that I saw one tweet from Greg Wyshynski about all this stuff today. Actually, I saw a few, but like one that stood out to me was that, you know, all of the focus really has been on the format. Like, how are we going to do this, right? Like, what's the fairest way to do it? Getting the players to agree to it, and we'll see. It feels like it's going to pass. It's going to be far from unanimous from what I saw this morning from Bob McKenzie, most notably, about how contentious the phone call was last night with team representatives. But, like, there's been so much focus on that, and, like how to format it, you know, the top four play one another for seeding or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Just how to set it up. And that's dominated the news about all this. And now the hard part begins, which is like logistically getting the testing, securing everything that needs to be secured. And, you know, I know you've seen it happen already in Germany, and you've got NASCAR, you know, taking part in races here twice this week. And so, like, people are doing it. So, you know, maybe that's not that hard, but his point was basically, The harder part of all this is now. Like, they may have agreed on how many cities to have host. Now you got to make sure that the you can actually pull it off, you know, safely and comfortably for the players. And, you know, we'll see, like, how hard that is to get all lined up for the league.
Mm-hmm. So you have some, you know, some bad teams here, though, that wouldn't have been in almost definitely, like Chicago. I heard this morning Jeremy and Howard discussing how the Sabres, if they did give 3 points for a regulation win, the Sabres would have been ahead of Montreal. And but Montreal is in, the Sabres not. But I am not the guy who's going to complain about that, if I need to tell you. Like, I don't want them to sneak in, and this is like sort of a sneak to a certain power when they just, okay, you know what we need to do? We need to get more teams in last minute because we have this other problem. Like I said yesterday, I don't even think it's this season anymore. Like, it right. seems like it should be next season now, but this is what we're doing, and, you know, we'll see if we enjoy it. Also, that part about the good teams playing each other for seeding is interesting. I mean, I don't know why that's needed, but maybe it's good that they play at all so the other teams are not getting a head start or something.
I think that's what that is. I suspect is that it's at least get you on the ice in something that's, while it might not be, it's certainly not going to be as competitive as if you don't win, you go home, which is what the other teams will be competing in. It does give, it's like preseason games, kind of, I guess, right? Just sort of here, let's just get a feel for this so that you're not stone cold going into a playoff series.
Mm-hmm. So are we saying those are best of three or best of fives? The five versus 12 and so on.
I'm not sure.
The latest I read
on
it was five.
Best of five.
But I think it's still up for.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that they've nailed that down. I saw some speculation that it would be best of five for that round and also the first round when the top four get in. Like, so you'd have two best of fives and then you'd have best of seven, best of seven.
Okay. Well, we'll see tonight. I guess they're talking tonight. We might have news on that. To talk about this weekend. Evan Abrams coming up. Maybe this will mean we can bet on the playoffs. Oh, Joe, what happens to our futures bets if they just scramble everything like this? I mean, are they still binding? Are they still good? Do we want that? I don't even know yet. We'll catch up on the gambling side of sports with Evan Abrams from Action Network. Of course, some sports back underway, auto racing for one, some European soccer leagues like that. And we'll see what we can find out. We'll also talk some NFL with Evan. Futures bets for the NFL season, always interesting to discuss. And so that'll be after a break, and then we'll have our I Hate Your Stupid Face draft.
Yeah, Tom is already threatening us on Twitter.
Right? Tom's hot. So. Good.
We don't know draft order yet, do we?
No, we'll do that next, too. I love hot Tom. We want
yeah, he's fired up.
We want Tom to stay right there emotionally. Stay right there, Tom.
All right, right now I'm here to talk to you about Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Obviously here it's been a couple of months of living through this extraordinary and challenging time. Things have changed dramatically. We've been hunkered down. We're slowly starting to open up, but still hunkered down trying to stop the spread of this virus. But as we continue to live our lives, Hey, you know, we're outside maybe more. The weather's getting really nice here, and you're trying to stay active, and accidents can happen. You or a family member may end up with a strain, sprain, or break when you start, bicycling or skateboarding for the first time in a while. So especially now, we'd encourage you to avoid hospitals and general urgent care centers. The doctors and nurses at those facilities need to focus on the care of folks who may be battling the virus or some other serious health condition. Take some of the pressure off. You can go to Excelsior Orthopedics Express if you suffer an injury to your muscles, bones, or joints. Excelsior Orthopedics Express's expert urgent care is designed exclusively for those types of injuries. So you come in, see a specialist, and walk out with everything you need. Imaging, casting, splints, you name it. We've experienced this a couple of times with our giant goalie son suffering an injury in an evening at practice. Next morning, first thing, out to Excelsior Orthopedics Express. And just like I said, everything we needed. Taking care of their no running around from one place to another place for different appointments and imaging. It's all under one roof. Now, Excelsior Express is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at their Amherst, Orchard Park, East Amherst, and Niagara Falls locations. They also have additional evening and weekend hours at the Sheridan Drive Amherst location. You can call ahead for more info on the hours at 250-9999 for Excelsior Orthopedics Express.
If you took the Silicon Valley best players on each of the teams in the AFC East and you lined them up against each other, just, you know, made lists, I think you'd find that Bills have the best group. If you take the quarterbacks out of it, like Tre'Davious White, Tremaine Edmonds, Ed Oliver, Stephon Diggs, it's a talented roster now that Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean have built. And so I think the Bills should be the favorite. I think there's pressure on the other three teams in the AFC East now that Brady's gone to sort of step up and compete for a division that's been non-competitive for a very, very long time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Albert Breer visiting with Howard and Jeremy today, now with MMQB. Also, by the way, Jason Alexander was on that show.
Yes.
And
just
that's cool.
Just a week late. I mean, it's a great get, obviously, but it would have been nice to have him to preview the Seinfeld draft.
Howard apparently playing the I Am Your Cousin card. Yes. And so at the end of our show today, we'll get you Jason Alexander. George, with Howard and Jeremy from earlier today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here with Sneaky Joe. Happy Friday. Hope you're looking forward to a good Memorial Day weekend. Very glad to have Evan Abrams back with us on the West Shore Hotline. Evan with the Action Network. It's been a couple of weeks. We missed you, Evan. Hopefully you're doing well.
Yeah, everything's good here. Still, hunkered up in New York City. But listen, we're starting to get a little bit of sports back. We've got some great golf match this Sunday, some good NBA news. It's hard to beat.
We do have stuff, that is for sure, including that golf thing you mentioned. Let's just sort of, if you can help us do this, Evan, sort of go over where we are with what's available right now. NFL-wise, I'm not sure how much really went away. Maybe nothing did. You still have futures bets. And is it kind of on the same level as usual, individual players, awards, and these kind of things?
Everything's up. Everything's good. I mean, obviously, you know, the books are going to keep that stuff up for the most part. The only time anything is really going to come in the way there is when or if the NFL decides to make some changes. You know, if the season got shortened or something happened where, you know, their schedule at the moment had to be abrupted, then, you know, some things would have to come down. Win totals would have to be adjusted. So, but yeah, listen, everything's up right now. The Chiefs are the favorites to win it all. And from there, we roll on.
And before you take it maybe a different way, Bulldog, I don't know if you will, but I want to just say, ask also about the NBA and the NHL. Joe and I happen to have futures bets on the Stanley Cup playoffs, and now we're talking about a new tournament. What happens there, if you know, or will that be different depending on where you placed your bets? NBA too.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a little bit different by shop. Right now, NHL doesn't have Stanley Cup odds up at some books. It's a little haphazard, but NBA is up all over the place. Right now, you can bet NBA futures. The Lakers, Bucks right now are co-favorites at DraftKings. So those wagers are up. But if you already have tickets, depending on, like, if you have, like, a Lakers future already and they decide that, you know, they're going to go ahead with this tournament, it looks like right now the discussion is just start the playoffs, you know, one through eight, and kind of just run through the dance, your ticket's still going to be good.
I was wondering, as it pertains to football, I mean, we're a ways off from games, obviously, but the specter of no fans is looming, and I wonder, like, what will that mean to the traditional 3 points for the home team? Like, is that out the window entirely, or because teams, it can be about travel, especially if it's West Coast to East Coast or vice versa. How do you think the no fans thing will impact point spreads?
I think you honestly nailed it on the head there. I mean, I think you don't have the full 3 points. And listen, some teams out there, 3.5, 4, considering the circumstances, right? Like, traveling and this and that can affect the home field advantage a ton. But I'm with you. I think it's about a still 1.5, 2. But you've got teams like the Chargers and things of that nature that really don't have a home field. So I think at this point, the fans and no fans will be a little awkward for everybody, including the players, which might affect play. But I think on that level, it's going to be pretty even. I kind of look at it that it's going to be an even playing field when it's going to be no fans. But in terms of a home field advantage, like, I do think it probably knocks it down 1.5 or 2, and it's all based on travel to me, and especially based on health, you know, where you are in the season, back-to-backs, and, you know, things of that nature when you come without buys. Especially, you know, consistent road games, right? Like, 3 consecutive road games, you might see a bit of a fatigue factor. So I think that probably gets built into the home field advantage. But it is an interesting one. Like, you know, Arrowhead, you know, without the crowd, it's going to be pretty eerie. So I think, you know, the Chiefs still, you look at the roster, you look at how talented they are, maybe they hold the home field advantage just being in the city. But you're right, no fans. Definitely going to be different with the decimal.
You know, Evan, as we've talked over the last year or so, whenever it started, I don't know, but for a long time, we talk about, and you like to pinpoint these opportunities. That's what a good sports bettor does. Whether that's one book versus another, or just here's how I think this line could move, and I want to be proactive. I want to bet this before it moves to think it might. There could be a lot of that with the NFL and the pandemic factors. Like, maybe they move the schedule around. That was talked about when the schedule came out. Or the thing about how the bye weeks lined up for teams that they're playing in week 2. This sort of thing. Are there any particular things like this you're acting on, thinking that maybe, like, you know, along the same lines as the home field advantage point you just discussed, that you think might move because of what you foresee here happening?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a few wagers I've made walking into this, you know, based on the schedule release and based on the draft and based on a few number factors like that. I mean, I like the Jets under 6.5 wins. To me, I think the division, now listen, Brady goes to Tampa, but I don't think that's the entire story. I think when you look at Buffalo, they're going to be the same team. They're going to be more experienced. And I think Miami did get a lot better. And I just think the Jets are stuck in the rut right now and haven't really made any improvements. And then you still do have the Patriots, which, you know, every time we do count them out, things go awry for everyone who does. So I think the Jets under 6.5 wins is interesting, especially because, listen, a brutal, and I say brutal, non-division road games against the Rams, Chiefs, Colts, Chargers, Rams, and Seahawks. I could say that a bunch of times, but that could be 0 wins. Now, I'm not a big Chargers guy, so I think that could be a close toss-up there, but the rest of those games are brutal.
That's the Jets schedule you're talking about, just to make sure, right? That's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just,
all right.
Just a rough one. But yeah, I mean, to me, I think the whole schedule and everything, I think it's going to be abrupt a bit, and it's going to be impacted by the no fans. I think some teams will take it better than others. I think it's a real focus factor. It's different than every other game each of these players have ever played in their careers, right? So I just think it is going to be a factor, you know, across all sports. I think it's something that will be difficult to handicap initially. And especially the difficult thing that we're going to have to talk about, especially if you're betting these games, is, you know, if a sport comes back, what happens if someone gets sick? You know, what happens if this team loses their best player or this or that? I mean, you just don't know what's going to happen here. So you're kind of walking into uncharted territory.
You may have kind of given me the answer to this question when you said, like, going against the Patriots has you know, historically been a mistake. What do you think to do with them right now? On one hand, if there are any other team that hasn't dominated us like this, or with this coach still there, I think you'd go, they've lost a Hall of Fame quarterback and they're replacing him with like a mid-round second-year guy. There's no way they're going to be good. They're going to win six games, cut it out. But it's the Patriots, and you do have this history of expecting them to take a step back and it never really happening. Where are you on them?
So it's just so funny to talk about, but from a bird's eye point of view, they have a great defense. Now, they lost some pieces, but their defense is what carried them. If you look at Brady's numbers last year, he was horrific. Like, especially when you look at all the years before that, I mean, it was just a bad, bad season. And it, you know, it came to a head in that Tennessee game. Now, the funny thing is, as you look at the odds, the Patriots are the favorites to win the AFC East. They're plus 125. The Bills are plus 145. Miami 7-1. Jets 7-1. So, I mean, the opportunity is ripe for you to take a minus 145. Minus 150 on maybe the Patriots not to win the division as a prop. And, you know, you would basically be getting yourself the entire field there. So I think there is value in that sense. I mean, listen, I bet the Titans in that game in the playoffs against New England. I faded New England a lot last year. Didn't do so hot, but I picked the right spot at the end. I just don't think that the Patriots were good last year. And now without Brady, even with how bad of a season he had, I still don't like them very much. But like I said, the choosing in the division isn't great. You know, Buffalo has their issues. The Jets, we just talked about, I love their under. And then you're putting your money on Miami. Now, I think Miami's gotten a lot better, but that's a tough hill to climb, right?
Mm-hmm. Evan Abrams of the Action Network.
That's my feel.
All right. How about individual awards? I know that there are lots of rookie props up at Bet Online, MVP, comeback player of the year. Do you like any of this?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at offensive rookie of the year, obviously Burrow's the favorite, and Burrow has such an advantage over everyone when it comes to, you know, he's going to start, you know, he's going to play games. I mean, Herbert, maybe, Tua, probably not. So, I mean, everyone else would probably have to have a monster type season. I think the person you might want to look at, you know, obviously I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire at 6-1 is an interesting option. Kansas City's going to score points. I think they're going to try to take some of the burden off of Mahomes. And now that you have someone else in that backfield, I think he's, you know, they drafted him for a reason, right? They're going to give him the rock. They're going to give him the opportunity. So I think at him at 6-1 is an interesting option there. If you're looking for a real long shot there, honestly, Cam Akers at 20-1 is interesting.
For the Rams, with Gurley gone. Okay. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, to me, there's talent. Tons of talent.
Evan, the last time you were on, I believe, was when Rob Gronkowski signed with Tampa. Like, that was that happened in the middle of our conversation. We just have Joe Flacco signing with the Jets. It's not on the same level, but it is the team you were just talking about a little bit. And that's just in. Is that official, or is that that's
per
Jason Lockenfora? Per his agent. So Flacco to the Jets, presumably as Sam Darnold's backup. You have a quick reaction?
The reaction is, I mean, listen, I don't think Flacco is going to be taking the job from Darnold. Darnold's going to be giving Flacco the job. And if Darnold decides to give Flacco the job, I like my bet even better. Because then you're all of a sudden in turmoil, right? I mean, you know, if Flacco comes in and decides to win the Super Bowl, you know, great. I made the wrong choice. But I think I would take many coin flips over him coming in and going 2-7. you know, because I just think the weapons around him aren't going to give him any favors. And I'm just not a huge fan of the roster anyway. So I think, you know, bringing Flacco in is, you know, it's a good story. But I think, honestly, it puts more pressure on Darnold, right?
Yeah, I guess. So what are you doing with this golf thing Sunday? This is Mickelson, Woods, Manning, Brady. Is this worth betting on? I know who I'm asking.
You know, I mean, listen, I'm putting wagers on it. I'm really hyped for this. I mean, I think it's going to be really fun to see these four guys on the course kind of smacking it up. You know, there's video of Manning and Brady talking betting, you know, and every time Phil and Tiger get out there, you know, it's 200 this and 400 that. So I think it's going to be a spectacle and something fun to watch. Now, when you look at the actual bets, it's tough. I think Manning is a better golfer than Brady is. But I have a lot of faith in Phil walking in here. Phil's been playing a lot of golf. The story there is 36 holes a day. He's been getting ready for this. I mean, he doesn't want to lose to Tiger. You've seen it over and over and over again. So I'm going to take – now, listen, this is Tiger's course too, guys. You know that. Medalist is his course. So I'm going to take a chip at plus 170 here on Phil. I think him – and Brady find a way, even though I do think Manning is a better golfer than Brady is. But I'm going to put my chips with Phil. And to be honest, I kind of like these two props. Plus 250, that neither team will go up three. So I'm seeing a close match. Uh-huh. You know, it is TV for a reason. And I'll take a chance at 4-1 on there to be extra holes. You know, there was extra holes with Ricky. And that's the way I look at it. Take a few props, take the dog. Sit back, have a few drinks, and enjoy the Sunday.
You know, it's not really a gambling point at all, but just an observation. And I think this is very much pandemic related because I don't go hunting for ESPN programming normally, especially like their featurey stuff. But the Manning series that they've got going where he just – I saw one where he went to the football factory, and I've seen a couple of other ones. He's become really, I think – extremely, like, he's always been, I guess, likable. He's a very good pitch man and all that, but I think he's funny. Like, I find him engaging in those shows, and I don't really have a warm spot at all for those kinds of shows. If I were going to get to this thing just to watch it as an event, it would almost be entirely because Manning is in it.
Can I give you an opinion, though? And this is like a factor that I think will make this event even better than it would have been, say, a year ago. Tom Brady is a different Tom Brady than the Patriots to the Bucks. We've seen it since the second he signed there. And this is his first opportunity where everyone's going to be watching for a while. I think he's going to, you know, be chippy, chirpy. He's going to have fun. And I think it's going to make the event better. And I think it's going to be a really cool factor in the match.
Good. I like that point too. Good.
All right. Auto racing, has the little auto racing we've had so far told us anything about how to play upcoming races?
I mean, listen, if you're going to bet using – the funniest thing is we just keep on giving places. We finish second and third every single time. I've done that with my colleague P.J. Walsh at the Action Network the past 4 or 5 weeks. So if you're following us, you better bet top five. That's all I can say. But, I mean, what you've seen recently with NASCAR, honestly, is a ton of action. Every single weekend and every time, especially in the DFS space, it's getting a lot of play and everyone's involved. Now, is it because, you know, we've got limited stuff right now and everyone's hunting action? Maybe.
Yes.
I also see maybe. But I also see this as something booming. I really do. I think a lot of people, once you get into the betting of this and you enjoy a race, it's much different than anything else. It's very entertaining.
All right. So
you wonder if it's going to stick, right? Like, it makes sense. I mean, I saw the ratings for the race they had on Sunday. It was the highest rated race since outside of a Daytona 500 in 3 or 4 years, and some markets were like double what they normally rate for a NASCAR race. So there is the, like, we need something, but, you know, I think maybe if you start doing it, like you're saying, like, you know, maybe you hang around.
I mean, I think you do. I'll say this: even when the other sports come back and the competition comes to the hill, I think people will stick with it because it is different than everything else. It's not basketball. It's not football. It's not baseball. It's a different kind of sweat. And for somebody, especially, listen, when you're talking about all these legal markets now, and all these states coming from online and all this. I mean, especially when that starts migrating into the South a little bit more, especially in these driving and NASCAR states, I just think this is on the rise.
So you have you figured out any during this time when we're watching old games all the time, have you figured out any way to bet on the old games?
I mean, listen, I've done a little. You know what really ruins it, though? You know what I'd love to change?
Oh.
The one thing I would love to change is just I don't want my TV guide telling me when the game's going to end. Because if I don't remember the game, I don't remember every game, I just don't need to know that, you know, the game's going to end at 11 p.m. There needs to be some sort of channel that just runs games without timing on them or anything like that. That would be entertaining. But aside from that, it's great. I love watching all the old games. And this has been a good time to kind of go back and experience some bad beats in the past. Let me tell you.
Yeah, just what you want to do.
Just what I need.
But right, this has always been true. Anytime you're watching a game on replay, if you know what time it is and what time the show ends, you can pretty much tell, or you can often tell what will happen in the game.
Yeah, you're counting possessions. It's not fun.
Yes, right. All right, Evan. Well, great to catch up with you again. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Been a lot of fun, guys. Enjoy the race. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the golf.
Thank you. Evan H. Abrams is his Twitter handle, Action Network. MLB Network, which, like, I thought he was going to say the thing that I've been complaining about all the time.
Yeah, right. Like, close, but
it's close, right. Like, right today, this game that I'm watching now, they changed it. And I don't know if it's, like, a change or it's just the fact that they just, it's what they wrote. World Series, 1980 World Series Game 2 is all it says. But then Evan's point is right. As I look at the time, it's maybe about to end. I don't know if they go for another hour, but it could be either. But maybe I, because you know it's either going to end at 4 or 5 probably, you can kind of tell what happens. We have an idea. But I like that they don't have on here, like, whatever the end of this game was. Exactly
right,
the whole time. Just have it spoiled for me. Because I don't know who won this game. You know, I didn't anyway. Kansas City, Philadelphia. I like that series. I was with the Royals. I started to say I was on the Royals. I didn't bet the Royals in 1980. But I did like them. So there.
Yeah, me too.
No punchable faces for me on that team.
They had to beat the Yankees, so if they
did
beat the Yankees, I was on board. It was that simple for me.
I'm going to have at least one Yankee today. There's a lot of this. I hate your face draft. There's some Yankees here on my list. We'll see. We dare to welcome Tom Sitch to our draft after the update, and we'll draft some people who we didn't like. That's what it'll come to. Even fictional characters. Seems like the group kind of wanted that. Am I right there? People kind of wanted that option. So we are affording you. We're affording us that option. We don't have a draft order yet. All right. I'll do that right now, I promise, so you'll know.
Okay. All right.
That's coming up. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, Sneaky Joe, Tom Sitch as well, as we draft faces of people we did not like after this on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.